It was from Kropotkin that we first learned of Proudhon's system decommissioning strategy, which, by the way, sounds very like St. Luke 20:25, which we'll get to next week. Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. Proudhon favored an approach he called mutualisme. Proudhon was generous. He didn't worry about the attachment of a tiny few to a bit of the earth's abundance. He knew what they coveted, or what he assumed they coveted: security, comfort. And for most, this is true. What they coveted, due to some misunderstandings, gaps in their reasoning, or insufficient information, easy to correct or ignore, once their capacity to harm their fellows was withdrawn from them. He knew that what they coveted was but a minuscule part of the earth's abundance, that we were the weavers of the magic of making more. But he wanted to create the association's safeguards that would ensure they could do no harm. Quote, this is quoting Kropotkin, under such a system, which Proudhon described as mutualisme, all the exchanges of services would be strictly equivalent. Besides, such a bank would be enabled to lend money without interest, levying only something like 1%, or even less, for covering the cost of administration, everyone being thus enabled to borrow the money that would be required to buy a house. Nobody would agree to pay any more a yearly rent for the use of it. A general social liquidation would thus be rendered easy without expropriation. The same applies to mines, railways, factories, and so on. That was a quote from his The Historical Development of Anarchism, and we quoted that in the PDF you can download from the blog site, our blog menu, called Peter Kropotkin on the State and the Economy. And I'm smiling because it was reading those words, truly, just that it slowly dawned on me that I've been missing something. How come I'd never read Pierre-Joseph Proudhon? So anyway, thank you, Peter. I thank him a lot, by the way. Now let's hear from Proudhon, beginning to explain his reasoning in coming to focus his decommissioning strategy on a services bank, which we'll be continuing to clarify in our minds in the coming weeks, so that we can adapt it to our present challenge.